You're listening to the nonsensical ramblings of Ollie Newport. Lock the doors.
Hello there, Audio Boo. It's your wonderful host, Ollie. I won't lie, I'm not that wonderful. I might appear to be slightly wonderful, but I'm not. Always. Sometimes I am. I can be slightly wonderful. But other times are genuinely now. I kind of half and half wonderful, you know. Sometimes I can be a bit of a bastard. Like today, I was being quite mean about Lady Gaga, allegedly. Apparently, what I might have said on Twitter was that Lady Gaga was related to homosexuals, when actually that wasn't anything of what I actually meant. What I did mean was I was trying to highlight the fact that Lady Gaga is in fact popular with homosexuals, and quite why this is, I'm not sure. If you look at anybody who is a self-proclaimed homo, then they will state, OMG, I love Lady Gaga. This, of course, isn't always the case, but the majority of the people that I see are in love with Lady Gaga. They love her. It's like the first thing they put down on their likes of music list. What I wanted to popularize was that stereotypes aren't fun. Lots of people don't like them, especially when they don't match the stereotype that they're supposed to fit within. For example, if you are gay and you don't like musicals and you don't like Lady Gaga and you don't like pink shit, then you obviously don't like being popularized by this stereotype. Of course, you don't give a care in the world if you like prancing about and love Lady Gaga and love pink and all of the above at all. You don't care. I mean, it will fit that stereotype. But if you don't, it annoys you. And it annoys me sometimes when I don't fit certain stereotypes. For example, people call me emo. Emo is a new wave of music in the 1990s when lots of people decided that there wasn't enough feeling in their cold, dead, limp wrists. Well, hold on. And so they made a new type of music. Now, people assume that along with the type of music, there became a fashion scene, the emo fashion scene, which is lots of dark black clothing, lots of kind of multicolored stripes, and the scene clothing revolution kind of spiraled out of that. And people call me emo because I have a certain type of haircut, which is reasonably long, and, you know, it's... Yeah, and I don't like it when people call me that, when they label me. I don't believe in labels, I don't believe in sexuality. I think that labels are the downfall of humanity. They will eventually crush you. Why should you stick to a label at all? It's stupid. And the problem is, people abide by labels too often. And due to the religious subcontext of sexuality, for example, it's blasphemous to be homosexual, this is the problem. More people have been brainwashed from childhood into thinking what is correct and what isn't. Why should you have to stick within the realms of the label? If you're a girl, you can like a girl, and you can also like a boy. Why shouldn't you? It seems stupid and bizarre that you shouldn't be able to like who you like because of the basis of personality. The body should not matter. The gender should not ever make a difference at all, ever. The problem with religion is it was started out as something to explain events which could not be explained. Now that we can explain them, for some reason people still claw to their religion like it was second nature to them. Like praying to an invisible man in the sky makes sense. It doesn't. You shouldn't do that. It's obscene. If anything can be explained, it can be explained now with science and this whole philosophy of religion curing people. It's a load of bullshit. So just forget your labels, forget your stupid stereotypes, and live the world as a free person, free humanity. That's right. I'm the new Nelson Mandela, except I haven't spent ages in prison.
Check back tomorrow for more of the same with your host, Ollie Newport. Goodbye.